I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear gripped many after the Brexit vote in the United Kingdom. Yet George Durrance, president of Teach Beyond, says that so far, little has changed. Even so, Durrance is asking for courage and clear vision for Christians, especially regarding topics like immigration.
For us, we are citizens of a different country. We're pursuing a city whose architect and builder is God, and we cannot buy into the really hateful arguments that seem to be circulating on either side of the debate that's going on. You know, that Christians have to stand up and speak clearly about our love for all human beings.
So in spite of the political uncertainty, let's be praying for courage for Teach Beyond and their team. And Marvel's Black Panther is praised as marking a major milestone in the movie industry regarding race. While racial reconciliation is a conversation that needs to happen, a lot of people of the church just aren't sure where to start. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Carolyn Carney explains.
For me, I would say the first part is having awareness that there is a problem. You know, so if you're not aware that there's a problem, if you don't recognize that there's a problem, then you're never going to address it.
And once that acknowledgement is there, start learning and listening to see from the other point of view of races and cultures. It's Carney's hope that people will begin forging relationships with others who are different from themselves. And through those relationships, we'll all learn to be more like Christ. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.